And before that was Wenga Muzika.
Ruado Beto. Yebi Saya Filemon.
Before that was Extra Muzika, My Fault.
To the Tembo Sounds Show. Inzwaingo, ma inzwaiwo, show hande tuone askana.
Yango yo.
Eloko, la chose la.
Oto tombe. Yango yo.
Up, there's Rumba set with Fally Ipupa. Song's called Eloko Oyo. Thank you very much for keeping me company until the next week, until the next set on Tembo Sounds the Culture. Catch you later. Don't hesitate, go to my website, tembosounds.com, and find the other Tembo Sound shows on demand. Broadcasting from Pittsburgh to the rest of the world, it's what we do from the bug. The rest of the world. Thank you very much. Keep it locked. Tembo Sounds the Culture. Today was a Rumba culture set on the show called Anatomy of the Ear. Take it easy.
Timbo Sounds a Culture.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. It's time for another edition of Pandemonium here. It's been a pretty new show. It's going for a few weeks now. Basically, DJs just do whatever they want to do. My name's Bill. I normally do a heavy metal show on Sunday nights called To Evil Have a Human Name. But I'm also very interested in bagpiping. I've been playing myself for a few years. And CMU obviously has a big history of piping. And today on our episode, I have Andrew Carlisle, who's the director of piping here. He's going to talk a little bit about himself and his position and CMU and play a few tunes for us. Welcome to the show, Andy. How long have you been here at CMU for?
Oh, hello, Bill. Yeah, I've been in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon now for almost 12 years, just coming up to the end of the 12th year yet.
Yeah, and how did that all happen? Where'd you start out and how'd you end up here?
Oh, I'm originally from a small village in Northern Ireland called Ballygowan. And when I was 7 years old, I took up the instrument, the bagpipe. And yeah, just kind of took it from there. Ended up, you know, studying with some of the great players in both Ireland and Scotland. And then played with some various bands across the water. And then I was kind of finishing up grad school, and the job at Carnegie Mellon was posted, so I just applied for it, and here I am, I guess, 12 years later, yeah. So 2010 is when I started.
All right, and it's now 2022. You've been obviously enjoying your time here. You really enjoy the piping program here at CMU. You think it's up there with other places in the world?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it was actually the first in the world to offer a degree in piping and also the first to offer a master's. It's a terrific institution here. We've got a really good program and a really good student body. The degree program is actually quite small, being that you have to be a very high standard to be admitted to it. But we also have a lot of non-music majors that play the pipes, that come for lessons and play in the band. And we also have the opportunity for first year students to, you know, just learn the instrument from scratch. You know, so I do a lot of teaching beginners as well here.
And do you get a lot of those kind of students that seem to really, you know, stick with it? Or do you get a lot of people that just come in and the oddity of it, maybe, since you don't have as much piping as back home?
I mean, usually, with any musical instrument, there's quite a big commitment as to, like, learning it and, you know, sticking with it and practicing. And sometimes you do get some people that get excited by it, but you know, when they start their academic studies in computer science or biology or whatever it may be, it gets a bit too much and they give it up. But the vast majority do stick with it. I would say there's at least maybe an 80% retention rate from people who start out to versus people that don't stick with it, kind of thing, on the beginner front. And I get students from all over the world. You know, I've had them from pretty much every continent, aside from Antarctica, I guess, yeah.
Maybe someday. And obviously there's the CMU band, which is pretty active, doing a lot of different events. You'll be doing the graduation ceremony soon.
Yeah, for sure. We've got a pretty good pipe band here. The last time the American Pipe Band Championships were held in 2019, pre-pandemic, Carnegie Mellon won, so a pretty high standard of pipe band. It's very active in the greater Pittsburgh community. We just finished up a series of five concerts with River City Brass Band, a series called Celtic Connections. We'll be playing at Commencement. We just played a couple of weeks ago at CMU's Spring Carnival. We're at the St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, we're pretty active in the community as well.
And then you're also involved with the Pittsburgh Piping Society here, which is something that you and a few other pipers started a few years ago. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's probably about 7 or 8 years ago now that we started it. So basically, there were a lot of bagpipers in Pittsburgh, and a lot of them seemed to live in apartments or condos and things like that that they couldn't practice, or they didn't have very many opportunities that they could go and either play with other pipers or play in front of other pipers. So we kind of just formed this as a kind of social club, and basically the format is, it's kind of like an open mic night for bagpipers. So if you want to come and have a tune in front of a supportive, friendly environment, it's a perfect place for people to come along. And we've had it in various different venues throughout the city over the years. But the average kind of crowd we usually get is about 60 people, I think.
And it's based on some earlier piping societies, correct? Including one here in the Pittsburgh area?
That's right, yeah. Unknown to me, there was a Pittsburgh Bagpipe Society, PBS. I'm not sure if they copyrighted the initials or not back then, but yeah, in the late 1800s, there was a Pittsburgh Bagpiping Society. I don't know too much about it, but I've seen records that it definitely existed. It must have kind of, stopped existing at some point in the early 1900s. But yeah, thankfully in the kind of 2000s, I guess, we resurrected it. Yeah, and it's pretty thriving. We just had an evening there last Friday evening in Squirrel Hill, and with a very good turnout, and with at least maybe a dozen pipers that played in that evening. Yeah.
If there's anyone listening right now that's not really knowledgeable at bagpiping or anything like that, where should they check? Just check the website for that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Pittsburgh Piping Society. We have a Facebook page, and I believe the website's currently under construction, but yeah, we do have a website. But yeah, the Facebook page is pretty active as to like when the next gathering or meeting or performance is going to be.
All right, great. Well, let's get into some music. You mind playing a few tunes for us?
Yeah, sure.
Up first, you're going to play March Strathspey and Reel. You want to tell us a little bit about those tunes real quick before
sure.
you go?
Sure. Well, a March Strathspey and Reel. So first of all, it's a march, so quite from the Scottish military tradition. And the march I'm going to play is The Braes of Castle Grant. The first two parts of it are traditional, and the third and fourth parts were added by a great piper called George Stuart McLennan. A Strathspey is a type of Highland dance. The Highland Fling is the dance that goes to the Strathspey, and the Strathspey I'm going to play is called Inverary Castle. And the reel is a traditional reel, just a different type of Scottish dance, a Scottish reel, and the reel is entitled The Rejected Suitor.
All right, great. Well, let's get right into it. Thank you. All right, Andy, that was great. What do you got next? Hopefully it's something maybe, you know, a little faster, a little more party atmosphere.
Sure, well, how about a hornpipe and jig?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, so I'll try a hornpipe and jig, which is, yeah, two of the more lively dances in the Scottish repertoire. The hornpipe's called Jim Tweedy Sea Legs, and it was composed by a New Zealander called John Allan McGee.
That sounds like a very New Zealand-type name.
I guess. Well, it's got five parts in it, and apparently it's each of the parts are to represent one of the seas that he had to cross to get to Scotland. And then the jig is a composition by pipe major Donald MacLeod, and it's called Donald Cameron's Powder Horn.
All right, perfect. You've been listening to WRCT. We're coming to the end of this episode of Pandemonium. I've been here speaking and listening to Andrew Carlisle, director of piping here at CMU, and he's got one more piece of music to play, a pibroch, some classical bagpipe music. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this final piece you're going to be doing?
Sure. Well, a pibroch is kind of the classical music for the Great Highland Bagpipe, and it was composed in the Highlands and Islands of Scotland. It can be traced back to the 1500s, and it kind of originated on the west coast of the Isle of Skye in a place called Borag by the MacCrimmon family. And so these are very old pieces of music, and it basically consists of a theme, like a melody, and then there's subsequent variations on that melody as you go through the piece. And as you go through the piece, the variations get more technically complex. but they're all based off the original theme. And the piece that I'm going to play is quite a rhythmic piece. It's called The Red Speckled Bull. Now, there's a couple of different stories behind the name. The first is, it's thought to have perhaps been a mistranslation in the Scottish Gaelic, and it was actually supposed to be the Red Speckled Army. So basically the English redcoats, you know, that they're the Scottish clansmen were witnessing at the time. And the other story about the tune is that, well, bagpipe bags are made of leather, and apparently one of the McCrimmons wrestled a bull and killed the bull and skinned the bull and made his pipe bag out of the skin.
Not sure which story is more brutal.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, this is a long piece, so sit back and relax. You've been listening to show Pandemonium. This tune's going to finish off the set, so enjoy and have a good rest of the evening. Thank you, Andy.
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey everyone, you're listening to WRCT 88.3. My name is Ari. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next hour with Maladaptive Stargazing. The theme for this week is songs for the best Christmas vibe ever. So it's just Christmas music that I love, 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 my favorite Christmas songs. So we're going to get right into it. It should be fun. So, and it's also my last show of the semester, so it should be a really fun time. So let's get it.
Do it, 'cause when I look around, there's enough for everyone.
All right, everyone. That last song was Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson. Before that was Love is Everything by Ariana Grande. And then before that, it was Oh Santa by Mariah Carey featuring Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson. Great, great Christmas stuff. Quick little PSA for you. An announcement from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Text if you can't. Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMS text message to a 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it is unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numerals 911. In the message, include the address, location of the emergency, and the type of help needed, fire, police, ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as not to alert intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in emergency. Use an agency's regular phone lines for a non-emergency call. All right. That was the PSA for y'all. Now, keeping with the trends of Christmas stuff, next up is I'll Be Home for Christmas by In Real Life, which was like a boy band from, they won like this boy band show that happened a few years ago. And then it's going to be Eyes by Rogue Wave, which is from my favorite Christmas movie, which is Just Friends. And I consider it a Christmas song, and so vibes. So let's go right on into it. Of a place that I love, I promise you.
Home for Christmas,
you can count on me.
Count on me, oh please.
Have snow
and mistletoe
and presents under the tree.
Santa's bringing everything on my wish list. It's gonna be a long road back to the place that I love, but I promise you, yeah, I promise you I'm coming home.
I'll be home for Christmas.
One thing I'm missing.
Some good eyes.
last song was "Tis the Season" by T Swizzle. Great song, super vibey, perfect for Christmas, and it's off of Evermore. Love that album. Also, WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Ave in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauces and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. Also, if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Also, Punk Primers, basement show sounds on radio. Tune into Punk Primers on Mondays at 10 p.m. for the music of DIY punk from our local scene and beyond. Every show spotlights new artists and subgenres on WRCT Pittsburgh. Like Totally Hot, OMG, it's like Totally Hot in here. We get awesome beats like every Monday at 11 p.m. All right, guys, so now we're going to keep it going with Christmassy vibes, and it is Candy Cane Lane by Sia.
So get dressed, I live. Christmas in the sand, oh man, I tell you that's where it's at. Hawaiian tropic on my skin, candy cane of peppermint, a hint of cocoa on my lips. Could have been the sun, could have been the sea, could have been my childhood fantasy. But I saw Santa in his bathing suit, trying to catch a wave, but he tried too soon. He laughed so hard that he could barely breathe, and washed up next to me. He said, you look naughty, but I'm sure you're nice. He was soaking wet, but he cracked a smile. Nose was shining green, I think he was playing reindeer games on me. Santa only called him once, but you should have seen him run so fast. They were gone in a dash. Could have been the sun, it could have been the sea, could have been my childhood. Trying to catch a wave, but he'll try too soon. He'll laugh so hard that he can barely breathe. It's what he did to me. He said, you look naughty, but I'm sure you're nice. He was soaking wet, but he cracked a smile with a present in his head. He said, it's Christmas in the sand. Christmas in the sand. Whoa.
Christmas, never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list, right up at the top. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing fake about me, bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas, every day that I'm with you. Look at the lights twinkling bright, 24/7. Central Park is covered in white. This could be heaven, and I don't want to miss a single thing. Don't wanna put it into all.
It's okay.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Feel like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list.
Season, my heart keep beating, you better believe.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you. Every day that I'm with you. Every day that I'm with you.
All right, everyone, that last song was Like It's Christmas by the Jonas Brothers, and before that it was Christmas in the Sand by Colby Calais. I love that song. It's from one of my favorite Christmas movies ever. Super fun time. Also, I'm so sorry that a call happened and then Siri told you that it was okay in the middle. I forgot to put my computer in work mode, so I hope everyone enjoyed that. Anyways, moving on, where it's like our silly part of the holiday season for Christmas music, so this is It's Not Christmas Without You. It's from Victorious. It's a good time. And then after that, it'll be Holiday by Lil Nas X. So let's go.